In the morning, here on BBC Radio Devon.
Have a biscuit. We've got ages to fill. We've got 2 minutes to fill. I think I'm having the thoughts Mummy told me I'd have one day. Very warm in here.
It certainly is, but we've got some live music coming up between now and 2 o'clock. We're going to be chatting to my guest, who is Tom Kurzweil. Tom comes from Totnes. You weren't originally from Totnes, though, Tom.
No, I was actually born near Glastonbury, or in Glastonbury, and then I spent most of my life in Langport on the Somerset Levels.
There must be a few similarities, I guess, between Glastonbury and Totnes.
There are a few, yeah. You sort of walk down the streets and smell incense and Earl Grey tea and stuff. Yeah, no, it's a nice place to be.
You know, on the website, bbc.co.uk/Devon, we have a section called Devon Demos. Tom has a page on there. If you want to have a look and see what he looks like, then you can go to that page. You can find out more about him too. But he's here primarily today to play us some songs live in the studio. We like to have a little bit of live music on BBC Radio Devon, and we're not going to mess about. We're just going to get in. And the first one today that you're going to play is called Early Morning Blues. What's that about?
Yeah, it's a nice little quirky one. I wrote it about probably four or five years ago, and it kind of lay on a tape somewhere. And I found the old tape and played it and thought, hang on, this is quite good. So, yeah, I thought I'd play you a bit of a quirky one to start with.
OK, Early Morning Blues from Tom Kurzweil. Then we'll have a chat to him.
OK.
Peer through the sunbeams as they're pouring through the window. Morning's here already and I should not be in bed. Late nights and early mornings, girl, they work together. You see, this life is easy, but it drives me from my head. I follow her thoughts like I'm trapped in a rainbow. And the thoughts in my head, and I could not explain them. I follow her voice, and I know that it's blind love carries me on. Close call for colour and you smashed up the TV. It was preaching out a sermon that you didn't like to hear. They talked about reduction and they packaged up your vision system. Found to their astonishment, it didn't all to work. I could draw you in sound, but you would not believe me. Things don't need to be said, that just shows you don't mean them. So a call on the phone always set my heart beating. And I feel more alone when I see she don't need me. Raise a hand in the air, and isn't it nice, love, to remember you cared? There's no need to remind her, she already knows. When she sees her reflection in the backs of your eyes, there is something to find there.
Early Morning Blues from Tom Kurzweil in Totnes. I always find it difficult when we do live music on the radio because you expect a big round of applause at the end of it,
right,
and it just
goes
quiet. So I hope everybody at home is applauding you now. Where did the inspiration come from for that?
Oh, well, it was a long time ago that I wrote it. I have to remember. I guess it was kind of actually sort of, you know, summer holidays, you know, from college. Waking up and it'd be sunny outside and you'd be like, yeah, just tired and kind of struggling to get up. So it's kind of lethargic early morning song, really.
Can someone make a living out of music in a place like Devon?
Very tricky. Very tricky to make a living out of live music, I think, unless you're in a covers band or a tribute band. It's tricky to get paid for gigs, basically. The way that I mean, I don't just make a living out of music, but I do. I have a website and I try and kind of reach a wider audience, if you like, with the recorded music. So going out and playing gigs is a part of it, because you then people get to know who you are. But I'll often go and play open mic nights, which you don't get paid for at all, and just to meet musicians and to have fun as well.
How important do you think it is these days to have your music on a website?
I think it's essential, because, you know, otherwise the only people that are going to hear your music are people that come to your gigs. You know, I mean, you send demos off to sort of important people, But people actually, I mean, with my website, you can actually, people actually stumble on it, which is great. I've got all these pages about different artists like Damien Rice and people like that. And people will type it. I've got a fan actually in Buckinghamshire who found my website by typing in music like Damien Rice and came up with my music. So it's quite good. I mean, I actually reach a wider audience by having a website.
Let's hear a second track. The next one you're going to play live for us in the studio is Always Be There. Tell us a little bit about it.
This is a bit more recent. Well, actually, it's not that recent, I suppose, now. Time goes on pretty quickly when you're writing songs. And I always kind of take a while to, you know, to get into playing them, actually. So this is quite old. I guess it's 3 years old, actually. And I wrote it while I was in Cambridge. I was in Cambridge from 2000 to 2003. So I was sitting in my room one day and started strumming this, and it just kind of happened. The drugs mean nothing. The music's in there, felt like love and good and hate. And I don't know, so I wait until the sunrise. And I feel it. I'm not crazy, but I feel a life forever. You're my way light and my anchor, pure and simple, and the saviour of my fervour and religion. I shouldn't be here, I'm going nowhere, stay and sing a while. Busy writing into words, you're fallen king. Always be here for me, singing to the streetlights. Always casting limelight heavenwards while I'm sleeping. Always ordering from Amazon and receiving, comes and telephones and changing station on your stereo. Fell asleep on the pavement, tired and happy. Loneliness had got a glow inside. Thought that you loved me, and then I felt happy. I'm not singing all this loneliness inside. We'll climb mountains and slide down them and paint pictures and kiss strangers and then shyly run away from. Oh, the city life is draining, but there's freedom in the streets, and I can hide there, I can feel them.
I love that song.
Oh, thanks very much.
That's the one that you've actually given to the Devon demo site.
Yeah, that's
the
website,
one
that's on
your
website, isn't it? Yeah.
And it's really good, but to me, halfway through, I want a full orchestra to come in.
Ooh, I'll bear that in mind next. Actually, funny is that I've been doing some recording with a guy who lives in Exeter called Peter Farry, and the track you're going to hear in a bit, which is called New Feeling, we've literally just finished. In fact, we're going to do some more work on it next week, but it's kind of, you know, it's got to the stage where we've got a CD with it on, and that's got a few more kind of little bits and bobs in it.
Hasn't new technology made it a little easier for you now to
it's
do
brilliant.
Those sort
it's
of
absolutely
things.
Brilliant. I mean, I can sit in my sort of home studio in Totnes and sit down and just play stuff. And this guy Peter in Exeter has got this a very similar setup, so I can go there and just play. And you've got it all on the computer. You can muck about with it. If you want to put a sort of orchestra in the middle, you can just kind of move all the stuff aside and put it in. So it's a really good tool for writing music.
And when you're a singer-songwriter, does there come a time when you have to think to yourself, well, okay, it's Tuesday, it's 4:15, I need to write another song now? Or do you have to do it in an artistic sort of way that when the song comes, that's the time you have to stop what you're doing?
It's a really good question. I know a few people who paint, who are artists in that sense, and they just have to get up at 9 o'clock and do it. With music, the struggle I have is I'll go through phases where I'll be writing loads of songs. Like at the moment, I'm writing loads and loads and loads of songs, so it's not a problem at all, and I just do it. And actually, I keep thinking to myself, God, I should actually be recording these. So I have this kind of, I have all these different things that I've got to do, and it's about prioritising. But I think really what you've got to do is, if you've got some inspiration there, you just do it.
And what is inspiration for you?
It's actually normally when I'm not trying to write songs. And like this morning, actually, I got up and thought, oh, I better just have a little practice. I got sat down at the piano and started playing, wrote this kind of quite quirky little song. So it's really hard to say. It's something that just happens.
So if a tune comes into your head, do you then go away and get some music score and write it all down, or is it...
Actually, believe it or not, talking about new technology, I got one of these new camera phones about half a year ago. It's revolutionised my songwriting, because before what I do is I'd rely on remembering it, and I thought if I didn't remember the song, it wasn't that good, right? So, but now, if I've got any sort of riff or lyrics, I sit the phone in front of me, switch it on video mode, and just record it. So I've got this huge thing on my phone, a backlog of different ideas.
Fantastic.
So it's quite cool, yeah.
It's pocket technology these days, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Absolutely.
It really helps.
Do you find that being in Totnes helps?
That's a good question. I mean, there's a lot of good musicians.
There's three good questions I've asked now. I'm totting them up.
Yeah, yeah, you're obviously a pro. Actually,
what I do in my spare time is entirely up to me.
Actually, I listened to your show on New Year's Day, and that was... it's great to hear
the fibers
about
in the post. Just answer the question.
it's great. It's a good place to be. In fact, Devon in general is good. There's a lot of great musicians. A lot of people kind of who write, like you're saying about Obedient Bone up on Dartmoor. And there's a guy who's great called Seth Lakeman as well, who I really like his music. It's sort of folky stuff.
I'm glad you mentioned Seth. Not that this was produced or anything, but we're actually hoping to have a private audience with Seth, where we'll record a programme with him doing a live set with an invited audience. And soon I should be able to let you know how you can get tickets for that, because we'll be recording Seth for a programme that will go out at Easter. So, just keep listening about that one.
Brilliant, I'll be there.
Time, as always, rushes by. You've got about 45 seconds to tell me about this last song, and you can put your guitar down for this one, because it's actually on CD. Okay. We were talking about a little bit more sort of orchestral music. Is this it?
Yeah, now this is... I mean, it's not that orchestral at the moment, but we've just put some little bits and kind of... It's great what you can do with a computer. You can just kind of muck about with it. And this is a song that I wrote probably about 6 months ago. It's in a slightly different tuning, and I kind of sat down and just wrote it. I've started playing it live. Basically, this week we've been recording it in Exeter, it's been really good. It's turned out quite differently from what I expected.
So you might say this is hot off the press, really.
It certainly is, yeah.
Okay. Just before you go, your website address?
It's www.tomkersworth.co.uk, and you can do a search on Google too.
Tom, thanks very much for joining us.
So I sat all alone on the train, and I thought that I'd never been. And the loneliness in this girl's eyes, it is slowly drawing me in. As the day fades to night, fades to love, fades away, you put less strain on meaning. Me in a wilderness of time that makes me sway. You whose loneliness will hold new meaning. Lost in a time without words to make light of the touch of your skin and of your breathing. Lost with no map of the senses to find, with no sense of time and passing seasons. Oh, stay and warm myself with love. And the forwards know it's all that I've been dreaming of. It's time for sleeping and for dreams that will make us both whole, cast our doubt away. I'd still be here without you, love, but I'd just be an empty shell. without you to tell me what I'm dreaming of. All my images and passion would break loose now, as the day fades to night, fades to love, fades away. I find the strength of feeling, and I may be lost, but I still found a place to stay. I found you to believe in.
Across the county, this is BBC Radio Devon.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Alan Richardson.